$500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this New Year's Day, January 1st, 2025 edition. Staying on through the break is Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital. Jeff, we have a couple of text messages. First of all, we have a prayer request from Diane Randall. She said, if you and Dr. Jeff would take a moment to say a prayer for Dr. Les Sales. He's a veterinarian in Thompson, Georgia, Rogers Veterinarian Services. He is my ex-sister-in-law's husband, and he was severely injured in a farm visit.
Ooh.
A 1,500-pound cow charged him, and he's in the ICU.
Wow.
He's loved like Dr. Jeff in his local community. I understand if you guys don't have time, but thank you if you would consider it. Sure. Absolutely. Say a prayer. That's a scary situation. I know you've had many numerous farm visits over the years.
Oh, yeah.
And you've had all kinds of things happen to you as well.
Oh, yeah. I've been on the receiving end of that before. I was a lot younger, a lot more limber at that point.
Sure.
But yeah, you got to be careful. You know, even with horses, I tell people, you know, and people come up and say, "Well, how come you're not afraid of horses?" I'm like, I wouldn't say that. I respect him. I mean, even my horse,
sure.
You know, it's a 1,200-pound animal, and he can hurt you very quickly, even without intending to.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's always, and that's what I have a couple of my staff that we're training into, you know, how to be horse techs at this point. And that's the biggest thing. They thought we were going to get into like, the medical and the science. And I'm like, no, most of it is like how to not get yourself killed.
Exactly.
You know, and how to move around the horse, how to read the horse and stuff. But yeah, they, and sometimes you've got to just say no, you know,
yeah,
to the farmer. They want you to do something. Nope. And then sometimes I don't care what you do. It's, you know, they're going to go. I had one time I walked in, had cows. We run them in the parlor. I don't know if you've ever seen a milking parlor, but it's kind of like a runway on either side. And we were doing preg checks, which involves a, you know, rectal exam on a cow.
Sure.
So he bought these cows. We run them up there, and I go up to palpate this cow. Next thing I know, 2 feet go past my ears. I'm like, oh, all right. I'm like, I ain't looking at that one. He goes, yeah, that's fine. If she's going to act like that, she's going on the truck anyhow. Because he was an older farmer, too. And he's like, I don't put up with those goofy ones anymore.
So, well, we definitely say a prayer for him.
Oh, yeah.
I'll mention it in the second hour as well. I've got prayer requests that I'm doing in the second hour. So if you guys have any prayer requests, text them to me. And we'll be making those in the second hour. One of the things, Jeff, and again, talking about this research that you're doing,
mm-hmm.
Obviously you're doing this for animals in your practice. That's your intent, is to alternative treatments for,
yes,
cancers.
Is
there been an increase? The text message I got that held you over through the break kind of relates to another one as well. Have you seen an increase in dogs? One of the text messages was, this is the third dog that we have that has been diagnosed with cancer and is in the process of passing away. They don't believe in euthanizing the animal. They want him to die a natural death. But this is the third animal, and they're wondering, it's the third animal they've been giving Iams kibble dry dog food to.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen any type of tracking or information that you've just stumbled upon when talking to your customers, to the patient, about the patient's foods, is it possible, they're asking, that there's something in Iams dry kibble food that is causing all their animals to get cancer?
I don't know. I mean, not really. Iams is so around there, and there's so many things that can cause cancer too. It's not just one thing. What it does is makes me think back to So in 30 years, one time I've had this scenario, and it was a well, and I finally asked them, and the dogs were like bang bang bang, and I'm like, and I finally I'm like, you guys had a well? They go, yeah. Because when the last time you had your water tested? Oh, they can do that? I'm like, yeah, you might want to go test your water. And they tested the water, and I can't remember what was high in it now.
Yeah.
But they wound up drilling a new well, and it took care of the problem. So as far as like being in the dog food, like the dog food itself, some kind of contaminant, no. But if we circle back to where I talked about doing feeding like real food, it kind of goes back with us, because eating ultra-processed foods does seem to indicate that you have an increased risk of cancer. But then the other reason, too, I mean, even through my time of being a veterinarian, I have seen cancer rates increase. But and here we can put this right back into what we were talking about and how to interpret papers, too.
Sure.
Because you can have there's what's called a positive correlation, okay? If event A happens, that means event B is more likely to happen too. However, correlation is not what you call causation. That does not mean event A is causing event B. Perfect example. There is a positive correlation between the number of ice cream cones sold in any month and the number of drownings that month.
Say what?
Yeah, you look, if they sell more ice cream cones in a month,
yeah,
you will have more drownings in that month. Now the question
drownings.
Is, drownings. Now the question is, are ice cream cones causing drownings? No. But when do you sell ice cream cones?
Summertime.
In the summer. When do people swim?
Summer.
In the summer. Okay. So even if somebody's
it.
So you gotta watch that. See, these little things they'll do too. And especially when you watch some of the infomercials and things like that. Especially I'll watch them, and the wife gets sometimes irritated. I'm like, oh, they're full of blah blah, you know.
Right.
They said that's wrong. But so correlation is not causation. So what I think is what it is dogs have. We've gotten so good at treating other diseases, okay? Dogs don't die of infectious diseases. They don't, we've gotten so much better at treating injuries and diseases and things like that, that dogs are actually living longer. I mean, when I was a kid, a 10-year-old dog is an old dog.
Right.
Now, that's, like 50, in a human. That's just, that's middle-aged.
Sure.
Dogs have just living long enough, and when you live that long, then you start accumulating. I mean, we could do a whole hour just on cancers. Then you start accumulating oxidative damage to your genome or to your DNA, and then that can put you on a little bit more of a risk of developing some kind of cancer. Just like in humans, they tell you to take antioxidants and eat the superfoods and things like that. That's what they're after, is trying to reduce that oxidative damage.
Sure.
So, and also would be curious, I don't know if it was the same kind of cancer or if it was, if there were different cancers. Because if it was the same kind of cancer, then I would be more, okay, now I got three dogs that got the same cancer. All right, okay, now what's going on?
Right.
That would be a little bit more suspicious. So
Got it. I'll ask him on the radio here. If it was the same cancers in their three dogs, if he can respond to that. I got another text message, and I'm not really sure I'm going to say this right. Filling up the lungs with a bacterial, I don't know if it's bacterial infection or a virus, blastomycosis,
yep.
Is that?
Yep.
Yep. Is that okay? What is that?
Blastomycosis is a fungus. Okay.
Fungus. Okay. Yep.
It's like, was it Steve Meyer? I'm a wild and fun guy.
Right.
But what this is, this is a fungus. It lives in the soil, loves cedar swamps. Okay. It is a, it's just out, especially up here. It's like everywhere. And what happens is if you go out and disrupt that soil and you inhale these spores, you may come down with blastomycosis. So now the one
is that treatable?
Yes. Actually, I have a dog that is being treated for it right now.
And how do you treat the fungus?
Fluconazole. It's an antifungal drug.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a little pain in the rear end to try to diagnose it. It's not quite as clear cut, although now they've got a new urine test. It used to be a real pain to diagnose, but now they've got a new urine test out that's made it at least easier. It just takes a little bit longer to get the results back. I've got a dog, usually pneumonias. This dog actually has some skin lesions too. So, but we got the test back, and we're like, holy cow, he's positive.
Yeah, so that's, you put the antifungal in there, and it goes in and fights the fungus and cleans up the lungs or whatever.
Yep.
Okay, good, because his dog was diagnosed with it, and he didn't know where he got it, how he got it, and what should he do to prevent it happening again, was the question.
He got it from being a dog. They're outside, they're digging, they're sniffing everywhere. You're not going to avoid it. I mean, it's just, and if you didn't live here, if you moved out west, then you're dealing with histoplasmosis instead of blastomycosis. And I mean, there's like four or five aspergillosis. There's four or five different, fungal pneumonias all around the United States. So as far as preventing it from getting again, you'd have to make him an indoor dog, which is not practical. The nice thing is they can't spread it. Okay, so once a dog gets infected with it, even a person or something, you can't go dog to dog or dog to person or anything like that. But you can get multiple animals or individuals in an area or in a household get it only because they're exposed to the same source.
Got it. Well, you've got some homework to continue, and then we're going to talk about ivermectin and cancer.
Yep.
We'll have you on again in the future. Appreciate the time today. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year.
Final segment. Wrap it up here on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one here on New Year's Day 2025. Couple of text messages. Rod Wheeler down in Lake County said it was great hearing an extended interview with Dr. Jeff. Well, two reasons for it. Number one, he's at home today. He's not at the Sioux Animal Hospital. On Wednesdays, normally 9:15 to 9:30, Dr. Jeff Ask the Vet segment. He's there at the hospital treating patients, running the clinic, the hospital, doesn't have time to spend with us. Today, I got him at home on his home computer. He took the studio headset with him and was able to do the show from home. Maybe in the quiet of his den, his office there at home, not being, you know, questions coming in and having to deal with, you know, emergencies and things like that. Plus, I wanted to give Dr. Jeff a little bit of a flavor of doing an hour-long segment. The reason for it is he is very much researching a different holistic approach to dealing with cancers. Of course, being a veterinarian, he's looking at various cancer in dogs, cats, his patients. But he said, Randy, and he said this many times on the radio, animals, sometimes the medicine that we use in animals 5, 7, 10, 20 years later end up being the same exact treatment for humans. And so people need to be aware of the fact that they are very much interconnected. And so the amount of time he's spending as an alternative treatment for some of his cancers in animals could someday maybe be applicable to cancers in humans. So that's why I asked him to research that, because I believe in ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, very much from a holistic standpoint, got Vicky and I through China virus. I believe we got it back in 2020. The absolute pain and what we were dealing with the fever and all the things that we were going through, I drove us 2 months in hospital. We were both admitted. They gave us some IVs. They gave us some things for basically Tylenol on steroids. I forget the dosage, but wanted to keep us in the hospital. And Vicky and I said, nope, we're going home. We're not staying here. We're not going to be around other sick people. We're out of here. And ivermectin was recommended to me by a dairy farmer. Not going to say who, I'm not going to say where, I'm not going to say what county, but we got some ivermectin and we got better. That's all I'm saying. Now, I'm not, and that was really an interesting story, Dr. Jeff said. Increased number of drownings and increased swimming in lakes are related. Well, no, they're not. But the time of the year, when do you swim? Summertime. When do you eat ice cream? So the more ice cream sales there is, there's more drownings. Well, I'm not saying ivermectin cured necessarily the China virus, but it was kind of interesting. We came home, we got the ivermectin, and then felt better. So that's kind of what triggered me asking Dr. Jeff to do this research. And if you haven't noticed, very, very educated scientist. That's one of the reasons I love Dr. Jeff so much as a veterinarian, because he is a scientist first. Perfect example, Christmas Eve, we took Mr. Snoop up to see Dr. Jeff. We had to get a treatment on my shoulder from Stacy there at Dr. Gary's chiropractic office in Sheboygan. While in Sheboygan, we filled up our jugs. We went to Iron Pig. Well, another little day trip ended up taking us to Sioux Animal Hospital with Mr. Snoop. Ever since he got sprayed direct hit at gunpoint from a skunk, he was digging around in a pile of firewood, came out of that with a black face. Now, Mr. Snoop looks like a Dalmatian, Great American Bulldog, Pointer. He's a mutt. He looks like a Dalmatian, but he's got big floppy jowls. He's an interesting dude. He came out with a black face, and he stunk to high heaven. Washed him up, did everything you're supposed to do, cold water outside, hydrogen peroxide, baking soda, and Dawn dish soap 4 times. Took him in our shower, still smelled, had this hacking cough. Took him up to see Dr. Jeff. Strep throat. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end.